Good evening, and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Lezivig LeYakov Aaron Ben Rochel, LeRefua Shleim LeYoam Ben Sora, LeMordechai Ben Sora, and LeNishmas Malkovas Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Shleim Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, LeYochaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren Ben Moshe, and Risha Gittel Basor Rav Eliezer Manoyach. I'd like to point out that the Avudrom, one of the Gedolei HaRishonim, tells us that when we say the posuk "Meloi Chol HaOretz Kevoidoi," the whole world is full of the glory of Hashem. So he says that this refers to Hashem's Hashgocha Protis, because the truth is when we see in this world the glory of Hashem, the greatness, the extent of Hashem's godless and gvura and hatova and chesed and rachamim is in Hashgocha Protis. That's what we see. That's closest to home. That's quite obvious. It's maisim b'chol yoim, maisim b'chol eis, maisim b'chol shor. In fact, we say it in Moedim. Your wonders and your goodness, the good that you do, every moment, not every but every moment. Every moment there's hashkocha, protis, a constant. Our entire life is full with this hashkocha protis. So he says that's the pshat meloi chol haoretz kevoidoi. Now I noticed, and it's I think worthy of mentioning, that when we are mekabel the malchus shemayim, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we follow it with a posuk, Baruch Shem Kevoid Malchusoi Leilam Voed. We say that Hashem's name is the Makor HaBrochos, the source of HaBrocho. Kvoid Malchusei Lo'ilam Voed L'Chayra. According to the Avudrom, that means that the glory of Hashem's Malchus is forever and ever. Meloi Chol Ho'oretz Kevoidoi. That Kovid, that is his Hashgocha Protis. So the recognition of Hashgocha Protis seems to be a critical element in accepting the Malchus Shomayim, in accepting our responsibilities as Jews, because that's Kabbalah's Olchem Olmachus Shemaim is when we realize Hashem is in control of everything, total control, every aspect, every detail, every minute detail of our lives. This Hashgocha Protis gives us this sense of the need and the desire to accept the Malchus Shemaim and to dedicate ourselves to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of the extent of his personal, loving, caring involvement in every aspect of our existence. So I thought maybe to mention just a little bit about some Hashgocha Protis, and we discussed this in the past, but I think other ones that just can maybe bring out a little bit the tog teglach, the daily experience of Hashgocha Protis that is amongst Klal Yisrael and truly amongst every one of us if we pay attention. And then I would like to take this Hashgocha one step further and show when a person can recognize that, then a person can really develop bitochen. I had occasion today, crossing the Marine Parkway Bridge, to remember an incident that took place many, many years ago. I had this mishigas when they had tokens on the bridge. In other words, you could either pay in cash. Okay, I guess they had a person there. You could throw coins into a machine or a token. Now, if you bought a package of tokens, it saved a dollar or two or three. I don't remember exactly. A couple of bucks on a few dollars on the whole package. Fine. So I had this mishigas, even though I'm not necessarily so spendthrifty. I don't go on the bridge unless I have a token. That's my thing. If I have to put in the cash, I go with the Belt Parkway to get to Far Rockaway. Fine. Driving along on the belt and came to the entrance, the exit that you have to go to the Marine Parkway Bridge. I noticed I didn't have a token. And even though that was faster I think, to where I had to go. But I don't go on the bridge without a token. That's my mishigas. But we pass the exit and I notice that there's a car stuck there on the shoulder. And two, what obviously seemed like Beisakov girls, were standing there, bewildered, not knowing what to do. And it wasn't exactly a safe neighborhood. So we pulled over and to try to help them. And lo and behold, it was late at night. It was dark. One of them was my daughter. She was caught there with a friend. The car had broken down. And of course, we were able to take care of them and bring them home. Now, I believe that this was all orchestrated way back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts this thing in my head, which was uncharacteristic for me. I'm not going on the bridge unless I have a token. And that was all part of a plan, because the time was going to come when my daughter will be stuck with her friend right past the bridge, in other words, past the exit. So if I went on the bridge, I would not see them. And I'm not going to have a token. And I have this thing in my head, and I'm going to be able to find them and help them and bring them home. These are little things, but they mean so much when we recognize the extent of Hashem's involvement, of Hashem's care, loving care, and orchestration. And orchestration, meirosh, from years before, put something in your head because of the fact that years later it's going to have this impact. And that's really Meloi Chola Oretz Kiboida. We see him in operation in everything. If we look, besides the natural things that happen, the bodily functions that we have, but if we look and just see what's going on in this world and pay attention to the coincidences, which are not coincidences, obviously, then it gives a tremendous sense of chizuk. We see the Kovid Shemayim. But I want to share with you a story which was circulating around. You may have heard it. You may have forgotten about it. It was a number of years ago, but it shows the power, the almost the absurd power of an adamant bitochen in Hashem. The story goes there was an Erev Yontif, and it was a koilel younger man who didn't have any money to buy food for Yontif, but his wife was a tremendous source of chizuk and inspiration, and she told him. He goes to the market. He's going to buy. She gives him a list of everything he has to buy. She's going to stay home and say tilim and to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu that despite the fact that he doesn't have a credit card, he doesn't have any cash, he doesn't have any money in the bank, he's going to be able to afford all of the wagon pile high groceries that she is ordering. She is telling him to, you know, purchase. Goes to the store. He starts putting stuff into the wagon and he gets nervous. Calls his wife, what am I going to do? I don't have a credit card. I don't have cash. I don't have a check. I don't have money in the bank. I have bitochen. I'm relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm saying to him, continue. And he continues and he fills up the wagon more and more and more. Calls again in panic. Now what? I'm almost finished filling the wagon. I almost got the list. I don't have a penny to pay. I'm saying to him, I have bitochen. Continue. Fine. Finally, he fills up the wagon. He doesn't know what to do. Go to the checkout. Check, I'm going to stand on line, the checkout. Then what? Here's his wife said she has bitochon. She's saying to him, he stands on the checkout and he panics. He runs away, leaves his wagon full to over to the brim. And he runs back to the back of the store. He says, I can't. What do you want? What's it going to be? I don't have a penny. My turn is next. Bitochon, I'm saying to him, everything's going to be all right. Comes back and the man behind him starts to scream at him. It's Erev Yontif. How do you do such a thing? He was holding up the line. Bekitsa, okay. In what was almost a panic, he puts all of his goods on the counter to be checked out with no concept, no idea. May I in Yavu Ezri, other than the fact that his wife told him that she has bitochen. Bekitsa, as he's finished checking out, as he's finished, all the things are rung up. The man from behind, the man who screamed at him and embarrassed him, takes the credit card and swipes the credit card to pay for his grocery bills. The man was shocked. I guess the guy felt a little bad that he had screamed at him. And he saw, I don't know what, but he wanted, I didn't know he didn't have money, but he wanted to make amends a little bit. So he figures, well, must have been a wealthy man. He'll take care of the bill. He's outside waiting for this man to finish. He comes out, I don't know how to thank you. And he tells him the story. I didn't have a penny. And my wife was telling me, I have to go, and I have to buy this, and she has bitochen on this. The man was so impressed with this story that he says, wait a minute. Takes out a checkbook and writes 12 post-dated checks for $1,000 each. I want to be mishtatif in your learning in the kollel. I want to help you. So he walked away with all of his groceries for Yontif and $12,000, $1,000 a month post-dated checks in order to be able to continue his learning and supporting his family. And this is all on his wife's bitochen. But all of this comes from a recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in every aspect of our lives, and from a recognition that Yeshua is Hashem Keheref Ayin, the Yeshua can come with a blink of an eye, and from a recognition of Afilu Cheref Chodem Ulechal Tzavorim Shalom Vayim Nesas Min HaRachamim, even if there's a sharp sword on the back of his neck and it's almost all over. Do not give up on Rachamim. Don't withhold the Rachamim. Don't take your bitochen off HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because there's no limit. There's no problem the last minute. Yeshua Hashem Keheref Ayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not disappoint the Baal Bitochen. And as long as we're telling stories like this, I want to tell you one more story, which is not necessarily a story of Bitochen, but a story of the expanse of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkochu and the Ein Shikcho Lefnei Kisei Kvoidecho. Nothing is ever forgotten in front of Hashem's Kisei HaKovod. Story goes that this couple, this man and his wife, were driving someplace in Staten Island, and they passed by a cemetery. And the woman says she wants to go to that cemetery. Her mother's buried there. She wants to go for a few minutes by the kever and say Tillim. Fine, they stop, they go to the kever, they're saying Tillim. He finishes, and he sees there's a Levaya going on two rows further. And he looked to him, he counted, they don't have a minion there. They have nine people. So he says, I'm going over there. You continue saying to them, I'm going to make a minion. Fine. He goes, makes a minion, whatever, say Kaddish, this. And then everybody leaves. And he's left alone with the pile of dirt, the oron in the ground, with goyim ready to cover it. Couldn't be soil such a thing. Maybe that's even begeder, meis mitzvah. And he decided, 45 minutes he spent shoveling all by himself to cover and properly bury this individual who was left just like that. Why? He notices the little stick that had a little thing that you put there that has the name. He noticed the name. It didn't mean anything to him. And he goes home with his wife. A number of weeks later, he's talking to Rabbi Naftali Neuberger, Zichrono Livracha, who was the menahel of the Baltimore Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. And he tells him the story. And he mentions to him, he saw this name, strange name, it didn't mean anything to him. And he said, the way the story goes, Rabbi Neuberger dropped the phone, like in shock. Picked up the phone a minute later, what happened? He says, I have to tell you something. When you came to the yeshiva 30 plus years ago, your father had just lost his job and he didn't have money for tuition. This gentleman that you buried paid your tuition all the years that you were in the yeshiva. Look at that. Years before a man does a toiva, a chesed, a tremendous chesed. Not he didn't know, and that doesn't sound like he knew him, just wanted to do chesed to pay tuition. Years later, he's left kemat as a meis mitzvah, and who comes to bury him by some hashkocha, because they passed the cemetery, his wife wanted to go, and it happened to be the time, and he saw there wasn't a minion, and the very person that he was responsible for, his chinuch and yeshiva. When we see Hashem's hashkocha, when we see the extent of the hashkocha, then it gives us the ability to put our trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's there for us. He's planning. He's controlling. He knows from from who knows how many years before, what's going to happen later, and coordinates everything together with such coordination, with such chesed, with such rachamim, with such intimate involvement in every aspect of our existence. How can we not find the strength to put our bitochen in Hashem? Kadosh Baruch Hu should help that we should find that strength and be able to grow in that recognition of Hashem's love and His hashgacha brought us, and to be able to grow and strengthen ourselves in that coveted and beautiful midas habitochen.